There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And now it's time for a topical book recommendation. So with Halloween coming up and our own spooky book segment at 11:30 today, I find myself revisiting classics. Dracula, I already mentioned, Frankenstein, etc. And I stumbled across a book that was published just this month and is a great gift idea for anyone in your life that loves quirky humour books that reference classic literature. It's called Decorating a Room of One's Own, Conversations on Interior Design with Miss Havisham, Jane Eyre, Victor Frankenstein, Elizabeth Bennet, Ishmael, and other literary notables. It's by Susan Harlan and Becca Statlander, which I hope I've pronounced correctly, but I don't think she's listening, so I don't think it's terribly bad if I don't. It's a satire of interior design culture and reporting using famous fictional homes with fake interviews with various literary characters. Does this sound like something you would read?
Absolutely. In fact, I've been in some of those Miss Havisham rooms while we were looking at houses in France. They're still there.
Because basically the question that it's asking is, you know, what is, say, Macbeth without the castle? What is The Great Gatsby without the mansion?
It's brilliant.
What is Wuthering Heights without Wuthering Heights?
I may have to purchase this book.
It does sound like the perfect book to give as a gift.
Yeah.
And I've read some of the excerpts, especially the Victor Frankenstein one, and it's just such a spoof on those interior design interviews where they're asking, what made you think of this and what made you think of that? It's very funny and it's delightfully quirky. So that is today's topical book recommendation. And now it's time for this.
Literary Moment, Milestones in Literary History.
American poet and author Sylvia Plath was born on this day in 1932. That is the poet that I mentioned earlier that I was referring to. Did you know?
No.
No.
No clue. Nope.
You're failing all the pop quizzes today.
I'm not doing well, am I? I can't even answer your first quiz question, so I think I might just go home now.
What would be your mastermind subject?
Me.
That's a
I'd probably
out.
Get that wrong as well, actually.
Yeah. The work that Sylvia Plath is perhaps most famous for is her semi-autobiographical 1963 novel, The Bell Jar, about a woman who falls into the grip of insanity. It has what I think is one of the most effective opening lines in literature. It was a queer, sultry summer, the summer they electrocuted the Rosenbergs, and I didn't know what I was doing in New York. It's one of my favourite opening lines ever. Is that one of yours? Or?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And it all goes back to whenever Luigi Bonomi judges the Monte Grappa competition, he always says, your opening line is the most important thing you write.
It's the hook.
Absolutely.
Super important. So any aspiring writers out there might be interested to know that she received a nearly $2,000 or just over 7,000 dirham novel writing fellowship from the publisher Harper & Row. But when she submitted her manuscript, they wouldn't publish it. An editor called it disappointing, juvenile, and overwrought. And the novel was eventually published in the UK, but she was not able to find a US publisher for it in her lifetime. And I'm surprised by that.
Absolutely, yeah. A common story, though, for very famous writers and referenced in a book we'll be discussing later.
Yes, absolutely. She's also written some beautiful poetry, and I couldn't find any readings that did her work justice. But I did find this. It's the Bangles song Bell Jar. Listen properly to the lyrics, and you'll hear the parallels to the novel and to Plath very clearly.
Thank you.
was Bell Jar by the Bangles in honour of Sylvia Plath, who was born, would have been born today in 1932. Now, I mentioned that she actually couldn't find a US publisher for the Bell Jar in her lifetime, and it wasn't particularly well received when she first wrote it by editors. They called it disappointing, juvenile, and overwrought, but it does have one of the most effective opening lines in literature and is hugely popular and considered a classic now. So I think that that's good inspiration for any aspiring writers out there. And I thought we should mention the fact that there is, if you are an aspiring writer, something that you can do about it to maybe get your book actually published and looked at by a literary agent. So the Montegrappa Writing Prize, we need to remind you, is open. It's produced 8 published authors already. It brings together local talent and international publishing expertise. It's basically a chance to get your work seen by a UK literary agent. All you need is an idea, 2,000 words entry, and a 400-word synopsis.
Yeah. When Annabelle says 2,000 words, actually they should be 2,000 words from the book.
From the book, yeah.
Preferably, yeah.
Not maybe like copy and paste from Wikipedia.
No, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's where I've been going wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's why your entry just never gets there, Annabelle.
That would explain
misinterpreted the instructions.
Secrets about the competition here on Talking of Books on Dubai Eye.
I think what is crucial with the competition as well is that you should have it in mind that you are going to finish the manuscript if you haven't already, because some people seem to have fallen down on that in the past, which is a little bit sad because they've got a fantastic idea, but it's just not quite worked. So if you've got your entry ready and you're good to go, have a look at our website. All the instructions are on there, www.emiratslitfest.com, and need the competitions tab to find it. But if you think you need a little bit of help beforehand, if you register your interest in entering the competition, you will be invited to be able to join a workshop, writing workshop, which will be conducted by 2 previous winners. So they've got the secret of what you need to get Luigi's attention. So Annabelle Cantaria, Jessica Jarvi will be there on November the 17th at 10 o'clock to help you. Very limited places. It's almost sold out. So do have a think. And they just need 1,000 words sent in. They don't want the 2,000. They want the 1,000 by the 3rd of November. So do get on there and have a look at all that.
I think it's really interesting that I think that they have experience, and that's why the places are going. And that's why if you are really serious about entering the Montegrappa Prize, then grab that last spot however many spots are left, because it's all about knowing what the agent's looking for.
Yes.
Because not all agents are created equally. Although we have had, so Rachel Hamilton with her children's books, mm-hmm. there have been a variety of genres published.
Yeah.
But it is really helpful having that kind of insider knowledge.
I think so.
Experience.
And, you know, really, it is that opening line. And that's what I remember the very first competition that Annabelle won, and Luigi read out her opening line, and that's what grabbed him. So do it. Go for it. Get that opening line.
And that's emiratslitfest.com for more information about that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.